"Hey, Tom, what are they saying down the hall? You know, in the closed door meeting?" "Hey, I don't like what you're doing there. Stop it. You need to do what you need to do as I told you how to do it. Only my way. You got to do it. Come on." "Okay, I'll take care of that, boss. Sure. No problem. Well, I really just don't like doing this stuff. No. Maybe I will, maybe I won't." "Well, if you're not okay, then I'm not okay." "You know what? It's all about me. So, how'd you like what I did the other day? It's all what I can do. I'm the best." Shadow sides. What I just enacted, and by the way, this is Dr. Mark Vandermeer, and you probably thought, who is this guy? What is he trying to do? I am giving you, I just acted out in 5 brief vignettes, the 5 dark sides, the 5 shadow sides of life, leadership, and the human experience. Truly, that's what this mini course is going to give you a taste of. The full course is, again, about all the 5 shadow sides and all the details. But hopefully this taste, this mini course, will help you to understand that these 5 shadow sides are very real and give you some brushstrokes as to what they are and how to understand them just at the basic level. Let me tell you what I mean. Well, when it comes to the shadow sides, or the dark sides, as they're often called too, the shadow sides of life and leadership and the human expression involve the past affecting an effect as well, affecting the present, and of course, affecting and then effect the future. Because what happened in the past, as a child, as an adolescent, growing up in a family of origin that has had multiple, and we all do, we all have multiple issues. Some very mild, some very acute, and somewhere in between. Acute meaning severe issues. Mild, of course, mild issues, not that big of a deal, but we all have our issues. We all have our days. And the shadow sides begin to show up as we enter adulthood, because there are unmet needs or unmet issues, unaddressed, that is, coming from the family of origin and the childhood that we had. So what are these shadow sides? Well, as I just mentioned, as far as why shadow, because the shadow is that we are behaving in a dysfunctional way. Our behavior is revealing that there are some unresolved issues in our lives. And we tend to make things into a bigger deal than they ought, or we're caught in some controlling behavior that's inappropriate, or we're caught in behavior that's inappropriate in general. So there's shadow sides because what happened in the past is making an impact on my connection with people, well, first of all, with God and others right now. So that's why it's a shadow. It is that big, bad issue from the past is casting a shadow, like this woman is casting a shadow here on the sidewalk, upon my present day, upon my career, upon my family, my marriage, my self. So the shadow side is, by definition, an unresolved issue from the past that is now affecting my present. And that that unresolved issue needs to get resolved. Here's the follow-up. Needs to be resolved in order to move forward, to integrate that, to become who God wants me to become, and not to remain in the bad pattern that I've developed because I haven't dealt with my stuff. That's the shadow. I think that's pretty clear. Because we look at, we are dealing with our issues, not someone else's. Although we like to make it someone else's. You remember the story of Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 3. And God said, well, who told you you were naked? And this is after Adam and Eve disobeyed. You know the story. And Adam said, that woman you gave me, God. Eve said, that serpent. Ah! The things he said, it was his fault. Wait a minute. What are the things that you need to deal with, Adam and Eve? And God said, did I not say you will surely die? In the same manner, you and I have unresolved our issues that are unresolved from our past, either yesterday or 10 years ago or 30 years ago or 50 years ago for some of you who are watching today. Because there's some things that just stay there and we hang on to it. Resentments that have never been forgiven. And we need to move through them and not around them. We don't avoid them, because as we know, has a direct impact on our present and into the future. So let's not blame someone else or do the blame game, the blame shifting to someone else. We need to look at ourselves to begin with. And so the past is affecting the present. The present, of course, it's a product of the past, because as you're taking this mini course, getting your feet wet or the toe in the water, and looking forward to more training in ministry leadership. One of the things about ministry is we need to understand ourselves before we help someone else. Like Jesus said in Matthew 7, how can you get the speck of dust out of your neighbor's eye when you have the log, literally, from the Greek, the log in your face? You can't see it. You can't even tell. And if you are so blind, if the shadow has blinded you where you're avoiding what has happened, which will then make a direct impact on what is happening right now, and you're faced with a choice, or you are under pressure, and how do you act under pressure? Or how do you act with the boss? How do you counsel, coach someone who is dealing with those same issues, those same problems? The shadow side explains it all. So, hang with us here. We're going to explore what these shadow sides are all about. And hopefully, this will bring you into more of the adventure of training in ministry and doing ministry for God's glory, answering the call. But now, let's dig deep into what the shadow sides are of life and in leadership.